Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
We are celebrating Christmas, and Christmas is all about God's mercy, God's love for his people. This was what the psalm said. All the ends of the earth have seen the power of God. And the first reading said, people should rejoice because God has brought salvation to them. And this salvation, when God's salvation came in the form of human being in Jesus Christ, his birth was announced first to shepherds, people who would have not taken for anything at the time. When they heard of the birth of Jesus Christ, they did not wait, they made haste to go to see what the angel had told them. When they saw, they did homage and went back praising the Lord. This is what we are called to, that Christ has been born. And last night, when we were at the midnight mass, the preacher told us, it is not like we are commemorating something that had happened a long time ago, but we are making the birth of Christ present among us here. We have been invited to come to see the Lord, to experience him in the Blessed Sacrament, the Holy Eucharist we are going to celebrate. And in the Holy Eucharist, we receive Christ, the Word of God made flesh, he who came to dwell among us, and he who comes to bring us salvation. As we come to celebrate Christmas, the scriptures are calling us to rejoice because God and human beings have become one in Jesus Christ. God became a human being so that human beings may share in his divinity. And this is the salvation we are celebrating today. Therefore, there is the need for us to break out into joy and to dance and raise up our voices, praising the Lord for the wonders of his love. Today, as we celebrate Christmas, we must recall all the Christmas or Christmases we have celebrated before and think about them. How did we experience Christ in all those celebrations? The message of Christmas is to make Christ present to us. And it must be so refreshing that we would want to come back again next time. Yet, sometimes we are not well prepared. And when we are not well prepared, Christmas does not make any meaning. We will come, yes. We will bring our bodies here. Our minds will not be here. When we are celebrating Christmas, what it means is that because God has come down to be among us, all the troubles and the challenges that we go through must find meaning in God. There are many of us who are suffering from many types of hardships. Some are sick. Some have no one to talk to them. Some have their businesses broken down, and there are many more. Can they find meaning in Jesus Christ? All this. If we take them outside Jesus Christ, it will be difficult to carry on, and we may want to end it all. But if we know, because of all these challenges, God became a human being to live like one of us, to show us the way to handle them, that we may have some joy, some peace in this world before we journey home to heaven. at the celebration of this Mass, let us all ask the Almighty God to grant us his wisdom to be able to understand the message that says, all the ends of the earth have seen the power of our God, have seen the glory of our God, that we may go out to proclaim this power of God, the mercy of God, the mercy of God in which he saves us, forgives us our sins before we even ask him for forgiveness. We should go and proclaim this to other people. When I was coming in again, I saw on the wall all those who have left the church for one reason or the other should come back because Christ wants them back. This is the message we must take to them. We should bring them back. If a human being has offended them, it is not Christ. Christ needs them here. It's true that we make the church. And maybe one of us might have said something to offend many people. But God is not the one who offended them. They should come back. God needs them. Let's take this message to them. God, who comes to help us to overcome our challenges, is calling them to come and find meaning among his people. For God lives among his people.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.